This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
You guys just miss the conversations. I mean, the conversations that we have off air are pretty good. Anyway.
Welcome. Monday. Happy Monday. The day after, for a lot of people, a long weekend. Yeah. Now, some people took today off versus the Friday. So, right. I don't know. I think, aren't government offices open today because they took Friday?
I think so.
But anyway, there are some places you might just call before you go. And
yeah, exactly.
Until we get back to
it. If you don't see anybody in the parking lot, it's a pretty good hint. So, but, yeah.
Some people may be taking
it. Yeah, we have some of the staff here is taking
today
instead of Friday. Some took Friday. And
yes.
Some of us are splitting it and doing half and half. So
some of us don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, we appreciate you joining us for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. I do want to talk just a moment about the fireworks the other night and give a huge, huge, huge shout out to all the folks that had a hand in the fireworks. And that really starts from Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, who was out there with us Saturday night for the fireworks and did the countdown, and the city did a great job getting those taken care of this year, and a little longer show for the 250th. Want to thank the JCs and everybody, and even if you're not a JC, but they still have some people that are volunteers out there, want to thank all of them. Had a great time the other night. It was so much fun to be out there with them, but they're all great people as well. And again, they are volunteers that do all of this. So for those folks that would like to complain, why don't you just take that complaint right back, because you're not out there volunteering yourself. If you would like to step up to the plate, we'd love to have you volunteer. Otherwise, maybe just keep your comments to yourself.
Yeah.
So they did a wonderful job, and it was a great fireworks show, longer than they had thought, you know,
yeah,
so that was good.
Even when I threw in extra music, it was still too long.
You know what?
I didn't have enough in there, so apologize for that.
But if that's the worst thing that happens today, it's going to be a really good day. And it was a really good Saturday.
But I don't like that. I like having it come out right.
It was a great show. So thanks to all of those folks. We want to thank our sponsors again too, because without them we wouldn't be able to be out there broadcasting as well. Tier One Meat Company in Flora, who is a veteran owned company, and so they stepped up to the plate to help us bring the fireworks show to you. If you've not been to Tier One Meat Company, definitely check them out. Great group of folks over there, and they offer a wide variety of things, so go check out their store. They're also taking reservations for processing, so if you're one of those folks getting ready for fair and you haven't considered Tier 1, you might do that because I think they may still have some openings. So check their schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to tier1meatco.com.
A lot of them are booking a year out or almost two years out now. So
also want to thank the City of Frankfort for their help in bringing the fireworks alive. Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, again, we ask you support local, so if you need some furniture or a new mattress, definitely check out Lanen's Furniture and Mattress. CMIM Carpet Cleaning, good folks over there. Joe and the gang do a wonderful job. And Home National Bank, we appreciate Home National Bank as well and their sponsorship for letting us do and be out at the park and everything we did the other day.
We got open phone line. I mean, we're supposed to have a guest this morning, but we do have open phone lines, 765-659-3338. I would love to hear from anybody who went down to Prairie Creek Park to see the Freedom Display.
You know what? We did not make it, and I was very disappointed.
No, we didn't make it either. We were going to go yesterday before it closed and did not make it back home in time. We were trying to get ready for fair and moving tractors.
Right. So no, we had some things this weekend, and by the time I said, oh, we need to run down there, and Keith goes, well, honey, it's 7:10, and I'm like, oh, we literally just missed it by like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was so disappointed, but that's just how it goes. Yeah. I worked all weekend and so did Mel, and the fair's coming up, but I was so disappointed I did not get to see that. Yeah. I did talk to, my niece was in from, she lives in Washington, D.C., and I was asking her some questions about the American Fair that they're having there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's cool. She said a lot of the states didn't end up really doing a display in, you know, but Indiana did, I guess. And she's going to see it this week. But she had friends that had already gone and said it was really cool. But, you know, there's controversy around everything. And
yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah. Now there's more controversy about somebody's speech at Mount Rushmore than I think the fair itself.
I didn't have a chance to hear it or see or read it or anything.
Let's just say you don't want to.
Well, maybe I do. I don't know.
Well, in your case, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I think maybe you might need to, but anyway, no. I know what your feelings are, so, but no.
I'll have to go back and watch that.
It's not something that I would have... Well, it is something I would have expected from the particular person that did give the speech, but it was not geared towards 250 years.
I would also...
And it's too bad.
...want to thank Travelers Point Distillery for having me out there on Saturday.
For Freedom Fest.
For Freedom Fest and Kirkland Main Street. That was a combined event. There were a lot of people that came out. And it was funny because... Mel kept saying, there's more people here than I thought there was going to be. And I said, well, yeah. I said, who doesn't want to come out here on a Saturday afternoon? And so it was funny. People kept trickling in and they'd stay. And then the mulligans started to play. And then more people would trickle in. And they had great games for the kids out there. That was part of the fun, I think. I don't think folks thought there were going to be that many kids games.
Right.
But then they had good ones. There was putt-putt and they had the Connect Four, the real big set that you can play out in the yard. And they had a lot of cool things out there. So thanks to everybody that was at Traveler's Point. And I'm not going to lie, I did purchase
one of those. I will never hear the end of it because I didn't make it.
Well, you know, he knows we were working that day. So anyway, I can go ahead and tell her to call in if you would like.
Go
otherwise, okay, I'll tell her to call in.
Fine.
And then we can talk about some of those things as well.
We have all kinds of things going on and coming up.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got the beginnings of fair, pre-fair are all this week and the finishings of setting up and all 4-H projects come in, go in on Friday on one day. And of course there is rain in the forecast. So yeah, gotta love that.
Well, you know what though? That can change because they said today was going to be rainy and there is a chance of just some spotty showers this afternoon, but not near
Friday. Let the kids get their projects in because so many of those projects can be damaged by rain or hard to cover depending on their size, especially the farm displays. Those are a nightmare in the weather if it's not, you know, if the weather's not good. They are literally a nightmare.
Sure.
So.
All right. We do have a guest on the line with us from Wesley Manor. We welcome Octavia this morning. Hi, Octavia. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm good. How's everybody else doing?
Hey, we are recovering from the 4th of July. Did you have a good holiday?
I did, yes. How was all of yours?
It was great. We had a great holiday. It was a lot of fun. So
you sound awake and actually chipper.
Well, it's Monday.
Did you get a little extra time off this weekend?
We were actually out of the office on Friday, so we did get an extra a day. That was pretty nice.
That is nice, isn't it? Nothing wrong with a four-day work week occasionally, for sure. Well, again, Octavia is calling from Wesley Manor. You have several things happening at Wesley Manor. One of those things is actually coming up tomorrow, July 7th. Strong Her is a program put on by BHI Senior Living, and there's going to be a bladder health. It's so funny because there's things that people don't want to talk about. Oh, we shouldn't talk about that. But we need to talk about things. And one of those is bladder health. And that's a program you guys are putting on tomorrow at the event center.
Correct, yes. And Melissa Robertson, our activity life enrichment director, she is wonderful on getting these things set up and getting speakers to come out and really educate our residents. And like you said, Cindy, bladder health is one of those things that a lot of folks, it's one of those things you don't want to think about, don't want to talk about, but it's so important.
Absolutely. So that's taking place at 2:00 tomorrow in the event center. Is it open to everyone even if you're not at Wesley Manor?
Correct. These, as far as I know, these are open to the public, and we are here to be a resource for our community. So.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And you guys have such a great location. Folks can come over there, enjoy some air conditioning. It's not like you have to go to some place where it's super hot. And then it's a great chance to see some others and visit as well, isn't it?
Yes. There's always something going on here. It's always a packed house when we put things on in the event center. And it's really easy to get to because you can just park in the front and come in one of those side doors.
That's absolutely true. Well, what else do you have coming up here in the near future? I know that's one of the things happening this week, but what else do you have coming up?
Yeah, so I do kind of want to flash back to last week. We had our blood drive, and that went very well. The final numbers are not in, but I am hearing that we collected enough to potentially save 81 lives, so that is amazing.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, we're very excited for that. And then on July 14th, we have Come Get the Scoop, and this will be an event for folks who are looking for information on Wesley Manor and want to come to a fun event, meet some of our team, and of course enjoy some delicious Glover's ice cream. And just that will be here in the event center from 2 to 4 p.m. on July 14th.
I love the name of that. That's cute. Get the scoop. I love that.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. It's going to be a great event. And we really just want to, again, be that resource for the community. And we want folks to know what we do here and what we offer. So it's going to be a really great event. And if anyone would like to RSVP, they can call me at 765-656-2105.
And do they have to RSVP to come?
For this event, RSVPs are highly recommended.
Okay.
Because this is more of one of our private events where we just kind of want to show folks our community if they're looking for information to possibly move in.
Sure. That way you can have a chance to kind of answer questions and give people a tour and that kind of thing?
Yes. Yep, exactly. They'll be able to take a tour and they can see some village homes and some apartments if they would like to. And we're more than happy to give them any information they're looking for.
It's still a cute name. Get the Scoop. I like that. That's a very good idea. Nicely done. Octavia Trent is with Wesley Manor. She's our guest on Party Line today. And I know we are gearing up for Fair Week this week. Judging is going on. But not everybody can get out to the fair. And so you guys are doing a nice event on July 17th, which is next Friday. For the folks out there at Wesley Manor, another fun thing happening?
Yeah, that was going to be my next bullet point. So we actually, July 17th at 2 p.m., will have West Winds Big Band style, and they will be on the Event Center lawn. So right outside the main entrance Event Center, that big grass area.
That's a great place to see a show, too.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun.
Is this? Am I reading this right, that this is like an 18-piece band?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. So they're actually, normally they bring like specific pieces of the band to perform, but from what I'm hearing, they're bringing all 18 pieces on the 17th. So we're super excited.
And we're talking like Sinatra, kind of Ella Fitzgerald kind of stuff, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, you're talking big band.
I love that.
You're talking Count Basie and,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's kind of that style that a lot of our residents like. It'll be really fun.
Oh, I think that'll be a great event as well. Okay, that's coming up on July 17th, so everybody get that on your calendar. And again, that's open to the public, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that sounds very fun.
And 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay, what else do we have coming up? I love hearing about all of these things. Again, just proof once again, you guys are busybodies, and the community is involved in a lot of these events. They're welcome to.
Yes, we have a lot of different things coming up. Well, Melissa has her activities calendar that I'm pulling up right now, but we also want to remind everyone that we have done a lot of renovation in the village. We actually took 6 houses to the studs and redid them. They have turned out beautifully. We have some of those done. And if anyone is looking for information on those, they're more than happy to call me as well.
Did you say you took 6 houses down to the studs?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have kind of in our town hall meetings announced this, and we just really want to let folks know that we are renovating a lot of our building. We are going through and just kind of updating things as needed, especially in our lobby areas as well. Our executive director, Molly, has been awesome on kind of just in phases, obviously. You can't do everything at once, but sure. getting that done as well is super exciting.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I don't know that I've seen these 6 houses you're referring to, but the last couple I was in, you know that one last fall, I just thought was the cutest little house. It had such a cute little patio on the back, and they were working in the back there in the grassy area as well. And I was like, this is just such a cute little house. So I do think folks would be surprised if they've not seen the inside of these homes. They're definitely not like what you remember. So, and I'd love to, the neighbors there, they were so cute. They're like, you want to come and see our house? We've had it redone. And I'm like, you know what? If you're inviting me in, I am going. And it was gorgeous, of course. They had it decorated just beautifully, and it was absolutely as lovely as it could be as well. So lots of neat houses out there now.
Yeah, no, we're super excited because you're correct, Cindy. They just completely overhauled and modern, updated, you know, walk-in showers, all the things that folks would need or want definitely is what we're aiming for.
Sure. I'm looking at the Iron Chef Wednesday. Do you know anything about that one?
Our Iron Chef will actually be held in August this year.
So what is that?
So on August 5th, we will have our chefs from so BHI is our parent company, and we've got 12 communities. So 4 of our head chefs from 4 of the different communities will be coming to Leslie Manor and preparing like a little dish, and then folks can come through and kind of see, meet the chefs, taste their what they've prepared, and then vote on it.
Oh, that's neat.
And there will be more to come on that one. We haven't solidified all the information.
Okay. I think that's fair. That's coming up August 5th, so maybe folks can at least get it on their calendar and be looking forward to that day. But I think that sounds like a neat event as well.
Yeah. And also, the July 14th, we will have our big village block party. So that'll be a whole lot of fun as well. We'll be out in the village. We'll shut the street down, and we'll party on. and that'll be at 6 p.m. on July 14th.
Okay, 6 p.m. July 14th. Do folks need to bring anything?
Just a lawn chair. We will be grilling out that day.
Okay. And is it at a specific location, or is that one of those deals where folks can just walk around and mingle and chat and that kind of thing?
Everyone is more than welcome to walk around and mingle and chat. We will be mainly on Wesley Drive.
Okay. Mainly, I'm taking notes so that we can help remind folks that these things are coming up on Drive. Okay, and that starts at 6 o'clock. Now, I will say that I know the folks out in the village enjoy their evening cocktails and spending a little time together, which is great. I love it that they get out and socialize, and everybody kind of brings their lawn chair and maybe picks a house or a driveway and kind of mingles. So I love that you guys are having a whole village block party. How fun, right?
Yes, and we talked about the renovations in the village as well. If anyone is interested in coming to that, they're more than happy to call me so we can get a little RSVP ahead of time. But yeah, it's so much fun. We do this once a year, every summer, and it's it's just so much fun.
Sure.
Their live performance will be by Susan Boots this year. So she's a new entertainer that we're using for this event. And she performs various genres of music.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's another car show. It's coming up in August as well. That's already on the calendar.
Yes. So the car show is going to be on... Too much going on. I got to remember states. August 16th, Sunday, August 16th. And it'll be here at Wesley Manor on the front event center lawn. And we did this last year, and it was a huge hit. It was very fun. A lot of folks from the community came out. I would say there were probably close to 50 cars, probably. Plus, it's also, people can bring motorcycles as well this year, so that's new. And to enter, there is a $20 fee if you would like to enter your vehicle. And it's hosted by TNT's Car Shows.
Nice. All right, there's going to be music from the 50s and 60s as well with a DJ. Food trucks that day too, is that right?
I believe we will have one or two food trucks on site as well. I am not aware of which food trucks will be here.
Sure. No, I understand. And you have a little time. It's not like that's happening next week. But again, I'm just trying to give folks a chance to get them on their calendars. One of the other things I wanted to give folks to get on their calendar was Navigating Dementia. And that's coming up in August as well.
Yes. That is actually one of Melissa's projects. So I actually don't have any information on that at this time. But I know it's a new initiative that we're doing to educate on dementia.
Sure. No, I understand. Anything else that you would like to share with us? Again, you guys always have something else going on. Anything else you would like to share with us this morning?
Cindy, I think that's about all that we have going on at the moment.
All right. How about you tell folks how they can get a hold of you?
Yes. So to get a hold of me, my office number is 765-656-2105, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions on any events or just anything in general.
Okay, this is Octavia with Wesley Manor. Octavia, always nice having you on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, great. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Yep, you as well. Thank you all so much.
Bye-bye. Octavia from Wesley Manor joining us this morning on Party Line.
There's always stuff going on out there.
There's always things going on because Mel had come up with a couple of things I didn't even know about. Then Octavia had mentioned that village block party, and we didn't have that on anything yet. Mm-mm. So they continue to add things. So even though we may not have it initially, they're always adding things as well. But they've had a real good success with their outdoor concert series, and it's not just concerts. The one is the car show with a DJ, so it's kind of a outdoor event, we'll say.
Yeah.
But those are super popular. And then, of course, during Fair Week, the Antique Tractor Club still plans on going down and running through the teardrop at Wesley Manor. And I think it's neat that they do that.
Yeah, it's cool. The tractor
drivers.
So many
farmers
really,
and people
really
that
fun.
Have an ag, you know, Clinton County has such an agricultural history that even if they weren't in the farming community, it just brings back memories. And
well, and the fun part about the tractor club is not everybody in there is a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is people who have maybe pieces that belong to family members that bring back childhood memories and that kind of thing. And they, you know, they still collect them or they have them. They want to display them and put them out. Mm-hmm. My grandson is so excited because he got permission to take his late grandfather's tractor to fair this year.
Oh.
So he's got to, besides getting his 4-H projects done, he's got to get that tractor out and get it
cleaned
washed
up a little
and,
bit.
And waxed and, ready to go. So he's all excited about that.
How fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be really cool. Yeah. My son, they brought his to my house last night so it can make the trip.
So how many tractors are you going to be bringing in?
I don't know if Larry's taken any in. I really don't. Massey Ferguson is the feature this year. So that is my my grandson's other grandparents. That was their thing was Massey's, and that's what Jacob is getting the chance to bring in his late grandfather's Massey Ferguson, and then my son has Massey. So.
So since we're already talking about the fair, I'll go ahead and talk about this now. Don't forget, Demolition Derby has moved to a Saturday night this year. It's coming up this Saturday night. And it will start at 7 o'clock at the grandstands there. Pit passes are just $20. And if you would like more information, all you have to do is go to the Clinton County Fair and Rentals. Is that what it's called? It's called... Yes, it's not... So anyway, go to the website there and you can get more information. But the Derby is on a Saturday this year, and I am personally very excited about that.
Yeah, I think
I haven't looked ahead. What is Saturday looking like as far as
weather-wise?
Yeah, right now 50-50.
Yeah, it is.
So,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens, but
yeah, that's still so far
away. I mean,
there's
a lot going on. We've got like I said,
Sunday.
Going up to now on Friday all the projects go in. And get judged for 4-H. I believe also homemakers either go in on Friday. They may have some showing up on Saturday morning for the homemakers. And you can get on Purdue Extension's website and you can find the information there on all of that. We've got also going on Saturday besides the Demolition Derby. Starting out that morning is going to be Horse and Pony Show. And then the rabbit show, that Horse and Pony starts at 8, 9 is the rabbit show, 3 is model tractor pull. And if you've not seen that, that is so cool to watch. Those kids really get into it, battery powered tractors, and they're pulling. They got a sled and they got a track, and it's pretty cool. The Fair Council is having their 7 p.m., their foam party. That should be fun. I'd like to see Sam do the foam party. Anyway, but they're going to have the foam party. And then, of course, like you said, the Demolition Derby at 7 as well. And the Midway's open from 5 to 11. And then Sunday, the actual supposed start of the
official
fair. But
fair.
Let's face it,
it starts on Saturday. So. But the parade is at 2 o'clock that day. And by the way, if you would like to get involved with the parade, all you have to do is show up. You do not have to register anymore for the parade. That's their way of trying to get as many folks to show up and join as possible. So all you have to do is show up if you're interested in the parade. It starts at 2 o'clock. Lineup will start at 1:30, and it will go down Jackson Street towards the end of the fairgrounds. But lineup starts kind of over by...
The library
is where that's
and
a good
it
way.
It works its
and
way Gilman's, around in Gilman. Yeah, kind of works
there,
its way around there.
Right. And then so you yeah, kind of meet over down. There by the library in Gilman's, and they'll kind of get you all lined up. And then they come down the street and go down Jackson and make their way to the fairgrounds.
Yep.
And then Sunday is at 4 o'clock is the cat show. There's the pizza eating contest at 5. The llama costume show, which is always a big
That's
favorite
hysterical.
For folks because it is so fun.
It is. It's hysterical.
And the kids are creative. And the kicker is, as much as they can kind of put on the llama with the llama not freaking out. So sometimes they have their eyes.
Yeah. So there's
things,
a reason
they
why
can see, but sometimes
they
it's,
have blinders. Yeah.
Yeah. Shielded. And
yeah. That's the challenge. And the kids actually get judged on that.
Some of the costumes are pretty darn good.
They are. They're really creative because they have to take all those factors into consideration. So
7 o'clock is the open class foods auction as well. That's at the entertainment tent. So a lot of people look forward to the foods auction.
Yeah.
It's Sunday evening at 7 o'clock.
And dog then, agility is at 6 p.m. as well, back in the dog agility area. So you can go back there and you can watch that. That's a lot of fun. Those kids work hard with those dogs.
Sure. So those are some of the things that are coming up at the Clinton County Fair the first couple of days. And then, of course, we will also be broadcasting from the Carroll County Fair on Thursday for their swine show. So that will be on Hoosierland TV, so you can watch that as well. So we want to let the folks over in that county know that we are covering them as well, and we'll be there on Thursday.
Yeah, and that starts at, as
they
of right
early.
Now, start time is 7:30.
Well,
that's
and I
what
get
we've
it.
Been told
They're
so
trying
far.
To beat the heat.
Well, and it's one of the largest talk shows in the state. So
absolutely.
They got a lot.
Yeah, it was very funny. I walked into a business the other day, and I had my Wylo shirt on. They said, "Hey, are you guys covering the swine show for Carroll County?" I said, "You bet we are."
Yeah.
So they look forward to it.
Yeah.
And we're covering several events at our fair as well this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many, a lot, but
six or seven.
Yep.
Something like
and
that.
And they'll
we'll
be live.
On Hoosier Land.
Yep. You can watch those live on Hoosier Land TV, and Melissa and I will get that list, and we'll have that little more information for you on that tomorrow. So
Party Line will be out there.
Party Line all week. Next week we'll be out at the fair. We invite you to come and join us. If you're somebody that wants to come out, pull up a lawn chair. We would love to have you sit out there and join us for Party Line. We interview a lot of 4-H'ers. We talk to some of the fair council. We get to talk to the guys usually that are doing harness racing. And so it's
Huseman.
I'm not going to lie, I still love.
We talk to Huseman usually if we can get him on, talk about the rides. Yeah, no, we have a great time out there. So come out, pull up a chair.
Tis the season.
Yeah, junior leader stands open so we can make sure you get coffee and biscuits and gravy and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Well, if you want to come out, we would love to have you join us at our little tent. We're kind of right there. What used to be the Antioch Church tent is now, is that considered?
That's the junior leaders.
That's what I thought. It's the junior leaders food stand now. Yep. But a lot of folks remember it as the old Antioch Church tent, which was actually a building anyway. But we're just west of that right there. So you can't miss our little tent. So, all right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll have open lines at 659-3338, 659-3338. We'd love to hear from you this morning on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.